This is Phil Farron. I am driving home, so I'm leaving work a little early today. Oh, Aiden's been having trouble all week. All week he's been having trouble just, you know, acting up and just having...
Wow, we covered a lot of ground there.
Well, that's what I would do if I was doing...
Just having all kinds of issues this week. He's been doing so good, and this week is no good. So, we're not really exactly sure what's going on. So, we're trying to find that out. Dustin had gone to the school today to have a talk with him, try to figure out what was going on, and thought he got some things straightened out and, you know, come to Jesus meeting and all that kind of stuff. And he had immediately gone and done what he was asked to do, and everything was great. And about 20 minutes later, it was all back. So Dustin's heading over there to talk with the teacher, and then I'm going over to pick him up, take him home. So we got a few minutes here. We'll just go ahead and do a podcast and get this taken care of for the day, for the week. Everything's good at work. I started May today, so that means I have May and June, then I go halftime. And they're talking about possibly moving me into the support role sooner than later, but I'll still do full-time until, you know, we get to July. So, because there's just enough to do and enough distractions, and that it would be good for the guys to be able to just focus on that stuff. And you know, I'll try to take care of some backlog that we have and try to get a few things done. So that's all going fine. Writing is going fine. I think today I had a, you know, the kind of the central plot to get me through most of the book to then get me to where I know I'm supposed to be going with this book. I didn't have that yet, but I think I've got that now. I'm at the point where I need it. And so I think I know where I'm going with that and how I've got the big rocks of how we'll tie things together there. So I think I've got the ideas at least roughed in as to where this book is supposed to go and what it's supposed to accomplish and why it will accomplish that. So it's all good. All good. Costumes are going fine. I've been putting together the outfit of the day costume, which is inflatable haute couture. So I found some shoes. I wanted some shoes that were the same pinks and yellows and oranges as pool toys, that kind of fluorescent, you know, pink, orange, and green and all that sort of thing. And I found some boots. So they're platform boots, but they're hysterical, and I have showed them to my wife, and she thought they were fun as well, and so we're good there. And I've been, you know, fitting together the pool noodles with magnets, and magnets, they are the original magic, man. It's just amazing what you can do with magnets. So that's fun. So I think I ran out of all my magnets last night. I had ordered 24 of the kind of quarter size magnets, and you know, so that went well. And so I actually need to get more of those. And they work really well because they're about the size of a quarter and they're flat, and I can stack up more of them if I need to. You know, so I can vary how much attraction I'm getting and, you know, how fast they snap together and all that kind of good stuff. But that's all going well. And so I think I have that pretty well under control. I did get a bunch of small plush toys that were all different kinds of things, you know, animals and dinosaurs and all that kind of stuff. And I think I'm going to make myself a sash with those. So I've got to get that accomplished, but that shouldn't be that big of a deal. And then I think that we're good. So that's good. I've started to look at how I could make a life-size Mr. Potato Head. So I'm working on that. I may need to buy a printer for that. I've got to do some investigation and see how to scale things up and how to get all those pieces to fit together and like that and like that and like that. So that's going to be interesting. And then at some point in all of there, I need to redo the helmet on my Marvin the Martian Day costume because it, the foam that I used for it was not good and it didn't paint well and it just caused them troubles. So I've got to see if I can get that redone. So things to do. There's things to do on the costumes, but pieces are all coming together. Anyways, the article I came across for this week, it wasn't that long of the article, but it's just such amazing irony to me. The progression, and I guess it's good that there's a progression, that people are going, well, yeah, that did happen. Because at first, when we were in the middle of the Biden presidency, you had one side saying, this guy is mentally compromised. And the other side was saying, nope, no, he's not. No, he's not. He's as good as we trust the staff. And the staff say that, man, they can't even keep up with him. You know, when they're in closed quarters, he just doesn't speak well in public anymore. Okay. And then, of course, when there was such a disastrous debate, you know, somebody flipped a switch somewhere and decided, well, that's it, we need somebody else. And it was amazing how everybody fell in line behind that decision. Well, what also happened somewhere in that decision was the decision that, okay, now it's okay to say something about it. I don't know how this stuff works. I mean, it certainly looks like it's coordinated, but there are many things that can coordinate many things that, you know, I don't know. Anyways, so as part of that whole turnaround, apparently there was a former CNN, Axios. An Axios reporter named Alex Thompson, and I believe Jake Tapper wrote a book, and Alex Thompson wrote a book about, you know, Biden's cognitive decline. All of a sudden, everybody wants to report on Biden's cognitive decline, and how did we all miss it? So there was a White House correspondence dinner this last week, April the 27th. And at the White House correspondence dinner, Axios reporter Alex Thompson was recognized. Oh, this was last Saturday. Receiving the Aldo Beckman Award for overall excellence for his work exposing how President Joe Biden's cognitive decline was impacting his ability to do the job. Information the White House tried to conceal. So now, so for the longest time, we were told, no, there's nothing wrong with him. 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 And then when it couldn't be covered up anymore, it turned into, well, yeah, there might be something wrong with him, but it's the White House's fault. No, you were the people who told us there's nothing wrong with him, and you didn't dig into it at all. You know, and now that we're past it, and it's absolutely apparent that there was something wrong with him. Not only are they reporting it with wide-eyed innocence and shock, oh, there is something wrong with him. They are giving themselves awards for their supposed outrage about the fact that the White House deceived them. It's like, what are you talking? What are you talking about? So this article, this was from the Daily Wire. The title of this article was Irony Meters Explode over a award presented at White House Correspondents' Dinner and what it was for. Yes, yes, yes. So he got this, you know, he got this award, and he said when he received it, President Biden's decline and its cover-up by the people around him is a reminder that every White House, regardless of party, is capable of deception. But being truth-tellers also means telling the truth about ourselves. We, myself included, missed a lot of this story, and some people trust us less because of it. So you just missed it. You just couldn't see it. So, and the reporter suggesting that the blame for the cover-up lay entirely with the Biden administration and that the press had been kept in the dark. Quote, "We bear some responsibility for faith in the media being at such a low," Thompson conceded, adding that honesty was required in order to rebuild trust. He went on to say that it was doubly important because the current climate, people are struggling to figure out what's true, and people with power are not telling the truth. Alex and every single journalist cashing in on these. So someone else posted then on X when this was, you know, posted that he had gotten this reward. This person said, "Alex and every other journalist cashing in on sudden deceptive revelations has yet to explain this photograph." And he showed the cheat sheet where Biden was told who the reporter is, what their name was, how to pronounce their name, and the question that she was going to ask. And nobody in the literal press went after that and said, why does he need this? So another person posted and said, "Why is it that everyone in America, if not the world, didn't miss this story, but one group of people who did should have reported it, journalists didn't?" Another person said, "You didn't miss this story. You consciously chose to cover it up. The latter is much worse and one of the many reasons you've completely lost public trust." Someone else said, "Are you familiar with ABC News? Sharing the NBC News headline that read, "Misleading GOP videos of Biden are going viral. The fact checkers have trouble keeping up." Another person said, "It wasn't deception. Years before Alex hitched his wagon to Jake Tapper to sell books, I once wrote an entire one in 2022 on Biden's brain turning to applesauce. Enough of this ridiculous narrative already that the press playing the victim of being deceived. You all knew." You know. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But there will be a cadre of people who will go, "Yeah, that Biden White House, they just deceived everyone." It's like, no, not really. Not really. Not when Biden on the campaign trail started to try to quote, what was it, the Declaration of Independence. "We hold these truths to be self-evident that the thing, you know the thing, you know the thing." Oh man, this is so fascinating. It's just so fascinating to watch all this him hawing around and all these big claims and all this. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. But anyways, so there you go. I am at school to pick up Aiden early. And I'm going to take him back home. And we're going to find something to do there. And I've got to hop on a meeting. And we're going to get it done. So anyways, have a great weekend. This is Phil Farron. I have not made it home yet, but I'm working that way.